They're trying to recover lost money on Wall Street. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Stocks are rising so far this morning in an attempted rebound from all the recent big selling. The Dow's up 180 points. The Nasdaq's gaining a little over 100, but the price of gas hits a record high, an 11th day in a row, up a fraction. AAA's national average for regular now just over $4.59 a gallon.
President Biden is allowing oil and gas development on federal lands to resume, breaking a campaign promise he made. But the plan makes way fewer acres available for drilling than initially proposed, and it increases royalties oil and gas companies have to pay. That's part of the reason Republicans don't buy that the administration is doing everything it can to lower prices at the pump.
Fox Business Network's Grady Tribble. A lot of Americans don't think President Biden's doing a good job. Only 39% approve in a new AP poll. That poll's lowest rating for him yet. The president is now in South Korea.
This is the moment, in my view, to invest in one another, to deepen our business ties, to bring our people even closer together.
He'll also visit Japan.
Amid increased aggression from North Korea, the U.S. is preparing to respond to a possible ballistic or nuclear test while the president is here, which some experts say is also a message from China.
Fox's Jackie Heinrich in Seoul. Two Secret Service agents who were in South Korea preparing for the president's trip have been sent home, facing disciplinary action, accused of drunken misconduct. One man's in custody in Chicago after a shooting last night right near the famed Magnificent Mile shopping area. Fox's Garrett Tenney is there.
Outside of this McDonald's where this took place, they are just now beginning to clean up some of the broken glass from that shooting. Witnesses say there was some kind of a fight that broke out before the shot started, ultimately killing two people and injuring eight others.
Former New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio wants a new job, announcing he'll run for Congress in a newly redrawn House district. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Again on Wall Street, a rebound to start the day. The Dow's up 170 points. The Nasdaq's gaining 96. The S&P 500 adding 30. The price of oil is up a half dollar for their above $112 a barrel. Now, we already mentioned regular gas at a record high, but not diesel. It's down almost a penny from its all-time high, but still $5.57 a gallon. A year ago, diesel was just $3.17. Hyundai is expected to announce today it'll build a new electric vehicle manufacturing plant in Georgia. Now, most of the electric cars sold in the U.S. are Teslas, and one of those cars was involved in a crash that will lead to a criminal trial.
A Los Angeles County judge rules that the case can proceed against a driver behind the wheel of a Tesla Model S on autopilot in a crash 3 years ago that killed two people in what's believed to be the first felony prosecution in the U.S. against a driver using a partially automated driving system. 27-year-old Kevin Aziz faces two counts of vehicular manslaughter after running a red light and slamming into another car. He's pled not guilty, blaming the car, though Tesla has warned that drivers using its autopilot features must be ready to intervene at all times and that the cars cannot drive themselves. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Another cautionary tale, trying to find love online.
A Florida man faces decades in prison after pleading guilty to 25 federal charges, including wire and mail fraud, identity theft, and money laundering. Prosecutors say 46-year-old Brian Wedgeworth used 10 different aliases as he scammed more than 30 women of more than $1.3 million. Court documents indicate he pretended to be a doctor on online dating services and convinced women to send him money, jewelry, and watches. Authorities say there could be more victims. He'll be sentenced in August. Rich Dennison, Fox News.
At the PGA Championship, Justin Thomas is moving to shot back of leader Rory McIlroy. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.